That ring is Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears returned from his Toledo trip a very much disillusioned man over not having found any of his family or relatives in that city. So he's back in Pine Ridge, still with his amnesia, and still thinking he's Buster V. Davenport. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, trying to decide what next to do for Grandpap.
Well, no, you're right, Lum. Grandpap don't seem like himself since he got back from Toledo. He don't seem like his other self at Buster V. Davenport no more.
Well, it's all on account of him not finding none of his family and no relays there. That was an awful big disappointment to him.
Oh, yeah, he told me he felt like he's disowned or something.
I know. He thinks nobody cares about him no more.
Yeah.
Just sits around and feels sorrowful for himself. That's why I say we gotta study up some kind of work for him.
You mean something to sort of get his mind off himself, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what it'll be, though. I've been studying about it.
Yeah.
Ought to be something that'll make him feel his importance to somebody.
Well, don't he want to take up selling secondhand stuff again like he's doing before he left town? He made money.
No, he just lost interest in that, just like he has everything else.
Well, I don't know what job would make him feel importance around here, Lum.
Yeah, we'll just study on it. Might take a couple of days to get it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll just sit down right now and start studying.
No, don't sit down. You can study while you work. And that reminds me, I wish you'd take down that garden hose and them funnels we nailed up the other day. That loud speaking contraption.
What, don't you want me to call you Doc Edwards on it no more?
No, sir. It's liable to get me in trouble again. We're out of the medicated profession for good.
Yeah, well, maybe we could use it for something else, Lum. Call out grocery orders over there. Play like it's a radio station or something.
No, we ain't gonna play like it's no radio station. Well, there comes Grandpap now.
Grandpap. No, he sure don't look very happy, does he?
We ought to try to cheer him up.
Yeah, look there, his face a mile long. Poor old fellow.
Howdy, Grant, Buster, old boy.
Yeah, how you feeling today? Rested up from your trip yet?
Oh, I reckon so. Sort of wish now I'd never taken that pigeon-toed trip.
Well, didn't you enjoy it at all?
Oh, I enjoyed it some, I reckon. Toledo's a nice town, but I just can't get over how much it's changed.
Changed?
Yep. Yeah, there wasn't a single building in that whole town that I recognized. Not a single solitary pigeon-toed one.
Well, naturally, you've never been there before.
Never been there?
No.
I was born and raised there. Lived there might not all my life. Oh, me sakes, how that thing has changed, though. And the people, too.
People, huh?
Oh, yeah. They got 300,000 folks there, and not one of them knowed me. Not one. Leastways, they wouldn't add me to it.
Well, of course, you never recognized none of them, neither, did you?
Well, now, there's a funny thing. I'd meet a man on the street, and he wouldn't know me, and I wouldn't know him. A coincidence.
Huh.
I kept running into coincidences like that all the time.
Oh, it's a small world.
Say, I come over to ask you, fellas. I ain't a crook of no kind, am I?
A crook?
Yeah. You see, I'm kind of mixed up about myself.
Oh.
I ain't exactly sure what I used to do, and so maybe them Toledo folks was ashamed to admit they knowed me, because I'm a crook of some kind.
Oh, no, you ain't no crook. Or at least, well, I don't think you.
No, it ain't nothing like that. Towns change that way. You take the generality of towns, special big ones, they change.
Sure.
Well, I might have been a horse thief or something. I don't know. Jiminy, if I was younger, I'd go and join the army. That's what I'd do.
Well, they don't want no horse thief in the army, do they?
Well, if I was in uniform, I'd at least feel like I was doing something for my country.
Granny's, wait a minute. I know something you can do for your country. Abner, what about that letter I got from the county agriculture office? Wait a minute. I got it right here in my pocket. Recollect me now.
What do you want that for, Lum?
Buster, how would you like to head up a big drive? What kind of a drive?
Well, you know, driving cattle or something like that.
No. The government's going to recruit millions of volunteer harvest hands, and our country needs somebody to handle a drive around Pine Ridge.
Well, we don't need no harvest hands this time of year, Long.
Well, no, but they want to sign up the volunteers now.
So
they'll know how many workers they can count on when the harvest does get here. Besides that, according to this letter, there's some crops that's about ready now. For instance, strawberries in Louisiana, and early berries in Oregon, and maple trees in Vermont ought to be tapped right away.
Well, law me, Long Buster can't rush all the way up to Vermont to tap on a tree.
I'd say not. I've had all the traveling I want for a while.
Why, sure.
You don't have to travel none. All you got to do is worry about finding up folks around town here.
Oh, and them folks will go to Vermont, huh?
No, of course not.
Well, how's them trees going to get tapped up there? Do you want to send a batch of woodpeckers up there?
No, the folks living in Vermont will take care of that. All we got to worry about is around Pine Ridge here. Well, how about it, Grandpap? Will you take the job?
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather do something more important.
Well, I don't know what's more important than this. Food can practically win the war for us. Can you, Dad? And we're liable not get enough food unless everybody pitches in and solves this farm labor shortage we got.
Yeah, old Al Potter was talking about that shortage the other day, and he said he was scared to put in a crop this year because he never knowed where he could get enough hands together.
Yeah, I heard him say that, too.
Oh, yeah.
And farmers all over the country is worried about that same thing.
Yeah, huh.
So that'll show you how important this is, Buster.
Well, I reckon it's important, all right, but I don't know. They wouldn't want a feller like me to head no drive.
Well, why wouldn't?
Oh, you know, no kin folks, no friends. Maybe a horse thief for all I know.
Oh, Prentice, Powder, you could do it just as good as the next feller.
Yeah, but if they wanted me, they'd have let me know. They'd have telegraphed me or announced it on the radio or something.
Why, no, they wouldn't, Buster.
Wait a minute, I got an idea. Buster, there's your friend Gilroy Adams coming up the road. Why don't you run out and say hello to him?
Gilroy, huh? Yeah, I ain't saw that pig-and-toed idiot since I got back. Yeah, I believe I'll just do that. Run out and say hello.
Yeah.
Come right back, though. I want to show you something.
Yeah, I'll be back
just then. Hey, Mom, I don't see Gilroy out there nowhere.
Well, neither did I. Just wanted to get shut of Grandpa for a second.
Don't you like him?
Oh, no. If he won't take this job unless it's announced on the radio, I guarantee it'll be announced then.
Huh?
Here, we got to work fast. You've been wanting to make a radio station out of them funnels back there and that garden hose.
What are you talking about?
You go out in the feed room where Grandpap can't see you and get on the other end of the loud speaking gadget.
Oh?
And I'll set this little radio of ours right in front of the funnel on this end.
Long, that radio don't work. That thing's broke.
That don't matter. You be the radio.
Huh?
Act like you're the county agriculture department and say that you want Buster V. Davenport to head the Pine Ridge Drive.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You'll hear it and take the job.
Why, sure.
Here, take this letter and read some of it first.
Read this. Huh?
Make the announcement sound okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hurry up and get back there now. We'll hear something.
Yeah, I guess I got my voice. Blue, I'll use my high voice. I know my voice.
Yeah, sure, that's funny. I couldn't find y'all nowhere at all.
Well, I must have made a mistake. Come over here with the radio.
Say, whereabouts is your partner, Abner?
Oh, he went somers. Hey, I want you to listen to a certain program.
Oh, I don't care much for the radio.
Well, you enjoy this. I'm turning on the radio now. There it's on.
Hello? This is radio station
County
Agriculture Department doing the talking.
Can't you tune in the barn dance
today? Let's see here. All kinds of people are wanted. Men, women, boys, and girls. Everyone who is not devoting his full time to their work. Volunteers can work weekends only, at every time they can spare.
Our work
is helping to strike a blow at the axis. So when the call comes to your community, do your part.
Yeah, sure, I'd rather hear the quiz, kid.
So, while volunteers will be enlisted as members of the U.S. Crop Corps and will be paid prevailing wages. Everyone who serves will receive a special certificate.
I wish the radio would be more careful what it says and get to the other part now.
Yeah. For those who do not feel up to farm work, there are equally important and less than new cost jobs in food processing plants.
Well, if they have a radio like that, so
everybody is needed. Lawyers, school teachers,
I'm going to turn this radio off if it don't get to the important part right away.
I'm coming. The county agriculture outfit at Buster B. Davenport to head the crop park drive around Pine Ridge.
There. What do you think of that, Granddad?
We think he's a fine fella, and we don't care if he ain't got no kinfolk.
I'm turning the radio off now.
We don't even care if he's a horse thief.
The radio turned off. Well, what do you say now, Buster?
By Jiminy Lum, I reckon I better take the job after all.
Well, good.
And I think I'll go right down to the county seat and talk to that agriculture outfit in person. Get started on this right away.
Well, good for you, Buster. I know what you'd do it.
Well, I'll see you later. So long.
Yeah, so long.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I almost forgot something.
What'd you forget? Wait a minute there. What are you moving that radio for?
So as I can talk into this funnel here behind it. Yeah. So long, Abner.
So long, Paul.